Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? You know what time it is. This is Russell talking to D with Martez, Dominic, and Kayvon coming to you on a Tuesday night right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. And thank the Lord for another day to talk wrestling. There's so much to talk about, so much to dive into. I'm going to bring on the other two hosts of the show, my main man, Dominic. What up, Dominic?
What's up? Greetings and salutations. Feels good to be back, Marcus.
Yeah. Hey, man. Happy to have you back. Cause this is our show, and it's always better when all three of us are here. You know, it really is. So it's a lot to get into. I just got off the phone with you. I know you want to talk about a lot of NXT stuff and a lot of other wrestling stuff. But let's bring on Kayvon. What up, Kayvon?
What's up?
What's going on with you, man? What's the word?
Not much, you know, just ready to crack and whack in. Let's just say, when the 18th come, it'll be a whole lot of surprises for everybody.
Ooh. Speaking of the 18th, the Money in the Bank viewing party is this Sunday at Imagine Royal. And Dominic, you're welcome to come. I know you always work, but you're welcome to come. I'm doing a watch party, and we're going to be doing a special Money in the Bank preview show from the watch party. It's going to be at Imagine Royal Oak, so you're welcome to come and be a part of the show if you got time. But
I would love to, but yeah,
you got to work, don't you?
Unfortunately, man.
Yeah. It's all good. But yeah, I'm not gonna waste no time. But guys, forgive me. Apparently, I breathe a lot when I'm talking, and I don't know. I don't know if it's my microphone or what, but apparently I breathe a lot, so I'm going to be turning my microphone on and off. I'm only going to have my microphone on when I'm speaking, but we go work it out. I don't know where we want to start today, but NXT, another great NXT, especially that last match, the main event, Karrion Kross versus Johnny Gargano. I mean, NXT has been killing it. NXT has been doing big things, you know, for the last few weeks. I know Dominic, I'm gonna give you the mic because I know you wanna. I'm gonna let you start off talking about that main event from NXT, and then we can bounce around some other things that we can talk about.
The main event was pretty solid. Johnny Gargano, Mr. Takeover, Mr. Rust, with Karrion Kross to end this man with the special enforcer of Samoa Joe. I mean, Johnny, from Johnny's point of view, he came out strong, pretty strong. He had the crowd on his side. You know, he had some high spots. He kind of played the Johnny mind game for Karrion. He had some moments where, you know, the intervention Karrion got into rhythm. Little seesaw moment, and then, you know, a return moment that, you know, Samoa Joe, as you see, was kind of, you know, had that itch to, you know, to put the ball on Karrion. You know, and Johnny had some more momentum. Then Karrion came back and pretty much, you know, sealed the deal to retain the NXT World Heavyweight Champion. And then, as you saw at the end, the stare down between Samoa and Karrion. And you thought Samoa was going for the back, that's when Karrion took the sleeper hold on Samoa Joe. So I guess it's just a way of, you know, getting Samoa Jackson back in ring action, because that's the only way, if you guys remember, the only way he can put hands back if he's been fully provoked by another wrestler. So I would like to see that match of Karrion versus Samoa. Anybody suggest?
I didn't catch that last part. I didn't catch your last statement. I didn't hear you all the way. Could you repeat it?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, anybody would like to see Samoa Joe versus Karrion Kross?
Absolutely, man. I think that's that'd be a fantastic matchup, a fantastic feud. Two Smash Mouth competitors, and it seemed like it's something there. You know, it seemed like they've been hinting towards some kind of clash between these two, because these are two powerhouse, two big dogs. You know, two alpha males. And like you said earlier, we don't know if Samoa Joe is going to actually do some in-ring matches. However, I'm willing to take whatever they can give us. You know, like Samoa Joe kind of reminded me of what Stone Cold was in the mid-2000s when he was the general manager of Raw. You know, he would mix it up every now and then, but he wouldn't wrestle in an actual match. By that time, Stone Cold was retired. Samoa Joe's role kind of reminds me of Stone Cold. So whatever we get between Samoa Joe and Karrion Kross, I'm down with, you know. And I look forward to seeing what layer they're going to put on it next week. Now, to go back to that matchup between Gargano and Kross, I thought it was an excellent matchup. I haven't always been a Gargano fan, but the last few months, he's starting to wheel me in. And I understand why people call him Mr. Johnny Takeover. And Johnny Gargano, he reminds me of Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan. What I mean by that is any match you put him in, he's going to make himself look good, and he's going to make you look good, and he's going to make the match look good. Mm. So, Gargano, you know, I didn't know if he was going to win tonight, but he won in my book. Even with the loss, he won in my book. Not to mention, he's over again with the fans. You know, he's slowly going back to that baby face role. And once Cross eventually moves to the main roster, I can see Gargano getting that NXT championship. But I know that's neither here nor there. Kayvon, I'll let you say what you want to say, but I wanted to just put that out there.
Well, I was just going to keep it plain and simple. We see what both men bring to the table. Johnny Gargano, yes, he's at his best right now. They call him Johnny Wrestling. They call him Johnny Takeover. They call him NXT Johnny, or, you know, if they don't, they need to, because this main event was wild. With Karrion Kross, I mean, what can I say? He's unstoppable right now, and with Samoa Joe being the special guest referee, that just add more flame to the fire. So, in the match, we were seeing pieces of Karrion Kross and Samoa Joe just looking at each other, because we can tell the intention is there. So if they do have a match, oh man, that match is gonna be awesome. They're going to end up raising hell in the NXT world. But, of course, since Samoa Joe is the enforcer, unless he is provoked, then he can't really do anything. But like I said, we've seen that today when Samoa Joe was pushing Karrion Kross, and Karrion Kross wanted to do something. But it was just that edge. And when he got mad at Samoa Joe, well, we've seen what he did to Johnny Gargano. So, hey, the only thing I got to say is if that match happened, that would be a dream matchup, and I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That would be a dream matchup. You know, like I said, I don't know what we're going to get out of this, but it would be cool if we get something. Now, we know Samoa Joe is going to respond next week. Like, we know there's going to be some heat coming next week because he provoked Samoa Joe. So Samoa Joe has the right to get back at him. So let's just see what happens. Now, Dominic, I don't know if you want to add any more to this, but I do want to talk about WWE has a deep roster of female talent, like the whole brand. But NXT, it seemed like NXT is getting deeper and deeper. And I looked and I saw on a Facebook post that Mandy Rose is back in NXT.
Yeah.
What's up with that, Dom?
Yeah, guys, beautiful creation. Hello?
You know what? What, the show machine, I tell you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey,
you want to add to that, Dominic?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, God's beautiful creation, Mandy Rose, has returned to NXT. It's kind of a shell shock because I would rather prefer Dana Brooke, but I guess it looks like right now he came coming back for look like a manager class baby in ring persona. She was there for the match, down the match of Caitlin Carr and Casey Pascal. I can never pronounce her name. I like to call them the Casey girls. versus Aaliyah and the Robert Shelburne, Aaliyah and
right.
I'm horrible
well,
today.
No, but that was Taya Backer, right?
Huh?
You talking about Frankie Monet? I thought I read Frankie Monet came out in that matchup, but But Mandy Rose.
At first, Mandy joined the match. Mandy Rose was on the Titantron.
Oh, okay.
Because the crowd gave her the infamous Bianca Belair, "You don't go here. You don't work here."
So what was she doing in the Saray and that it was another young lady, like, what was she doing in that matchup? The same thing?
Oh yeah, that's right. She was in the Saray and I apologize guys, it was the Saray and the upper comer Gigi. Fair match. It was fair match.
Okay.
Mandy Rose was on the Titan Crown. So thank you, Marquez. That's why you're my tag team partner. Bail me out.
No problem.
You know, Saray won that match. Let's get to the tag team match of the Kayden and Casey versus Aaliyah and Jessa. Gentlemen, as you know, Kayden and Casey won. Aaliyah looks like she appears to have had enough of Robert Stone, and she retaliated by, you know, giving him the business, and she had a overwhelmed crowd, standing ovation, probably acting. Then that's when Frankie Monet came out and said, you know, looks like, you know, the Robert Stan brand is over. Yeah. Then, like, I guess, well, a couple segments later in the back, they had an interview. That's when Mandy Rose kind of intervened in the interview. It said something, I don't remember. But, it's very interesting that Mandy Rose just went back to NXT. I think she was one of, main roster fan favorites, but I don't think she needed to go back unless she just wanted more camera time or more opportunity for, you know, it'll be a more ratings for more proof of her going back.
I was being cool.
Dominic. I think I was a surprise to me. You know, I think it's a good move to have her go back to NXT. I think she can do wonders in NXT. I think she can be a main event caliber player in NXT. It would defeat the purpose of her going to NXT.
She could be a contender for that NXT Women's Championship.
Absolutely.
On the main roster. So,
yeah.
Real quick. Let's move forward. You know what, Marquez?
Yep.
I am starting to get sold on none other than your Kid Rock.
Yes, sir.
You
talk to me about him.
Now, if the tables are turning, you called that. It's just something special to turn up with this bro.
Yeah. And I got to give you credit about you've been pretty high on Swerve Scott. You know, and he's the new North American champion. You know, they obviously trying to push him and Hit Row.
Yeah.
He's so crazy.
Yes, you see, they started a feud. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
They started a feud with Delgado. Delgado Fantasma.
Yeah.
You know, they came out after you know, Santos Escobar beat my guy Dexter Lumen. And you know, had a little face off, trash talk face off. So. Yeah, that's another nice little, you know, stable food, you know.
Yep.
And hit roll, you know.
Right, and we don't get that enough these days, like stable feuds. And I'm definitely ready to see something like that between those two. You know, and I'm happy to see that they're doing something with Escobar and his crew, because I was starting to think Escobar was gonna be an afterthought. You know, I almost think he should go to the main roster. I think he's ready for the main roster, but I think that'd be a cool little feud, Hit Row and Escobar and his crew.
Well, you know, it's probably another topic for another next show, but you know, full for thought. I mean, we pretty much say every show, like a lot of the NXT roster didn't be caught up. You know, this is one of my theories,
mm-hmm.
or one of my predictions. But like, I think there's been more than what we hearing about. I think the main roster or some of the people who's running Raw or SmackDown is trying to get a hold of it. You know, so. Get a look at some of these superstars on NXT.
Right.
The main roster, I keep saying it, it's dope. It needs life. And so it needs an injection of
some new blood.
You know, adrenaline. New blood.
Yep.
You know, hearing about Karen,
mm-hmm.
hearing about
yep.
Charlotte, hearing about seeing on SmackDown. Seeing it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Kayvon, jump in. I'm sorry, I know we hogging the conversation, but jump in a minute. What I want to say is that Seth Rollins, Charlotte, like you say, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch, Roman. They're not the new kids on the block anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I still like them, but they're not the new kids on the block, and it is time for a fresh crop of people. But go ahead, Kayvon, jump in.
Well, I agree. They're not the new kids on the block. They're more of the veterans on the block. And for the Roman Reigns storyline, Roman Reigns is the head of the block, if you catch my drift. So, yes, it'll be nice to see some new kids on the block, such as Hit Row and Escobar and his crew, and of course, I mean MSK. It will be nice to see the new kids on the block, but I'm sorry to say this, they can't do it better than the veterans. I'm just saying.
Ooh, Kayvon, that was a strong take right there. That was a strong take. I'm not gonna even lie. Okay.
Well, Kayvon.
Mhm.
Kayvon.
Yeah.
How you doing, my brother? Mr. Head of the Table, Mr. Spokesman of the Conqueror. I mean, it's time, man. I'm tired of your Head of the Table going this week of homeless, man. He needs to go get some of my people down in the Black and Gold brand to give him a rub for this month, to the point he going to be calling up all his little bloodline. All his bloodline people we ain't seen in ages or even heard of to help him maintain that universal title. So he needs fresh meat like Aaron Falk. Bronson Reed. Yeah. Even the guy we saw do the breakout tournament Duke Johnson, the Marquette guy. What's his name? L.A. Knight. The Dexter Loomis. He needs new blood. He needs fresh new upcoming. I'm tired of the circle. From Roman to Bobby to Sheamus, all the title holders on the main roster, they need a reality show set from the guys at the NXT.
Well, in this case, if WWE was to bring back Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT, you know, the Survivor Series, then, of course, we get to see Roman Reigns face off against people like Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed and, you know, just all these newcomers. If WWE decides to do that again, I wouldn't be opposed to it, make it a triple threat match, Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley versus Karrion Kross. That right there, that would be a showstopper.
Right. And you remember last time, Kayvon, who was the one who gave Roman Reigns a run for his money?
I believe it was
Keith Lee.
Remember
that?
Keith Lee.
Mr. Fast in the glory. So, you know, count down the days. Tell your tribal chief to count down the days. There's going to be a new sheriff coming. A new young blood that's coming. That's going to take that title. So, keep back in the glory and have your chief. And enjoy that title. It's going to be a Karrion. It's going to be either a Karrion or even a surprise. Mr. Payday, Adam Cole, is coming from that title when they come up.
Hey, strong arguments, strong takes. That's what I like on this show. I like that. Y'all bringing the heat tonight. Y'all bringing the heat. Now, I do need to let y'all know something that I know you guys did not like the idea, and I'm not trying to shift real quick, but you guys were not happy about Eva Marie. You didn't think Eva Marie was going to do anything special, but Eva Marie, she is superseding my expectations, and she's her storyline, her gimmick right now is off the chart. And I wanted to take this moment to bask in the glory, in my glory, about Eva Marie, okay? I'm going to do that. All right, so each and every time we do this show, just give me about 30 seconds to celebrate Eva Marie, and then we can go back to the serious stuff. No, I don't know where to go after that, but I want to ask a question, though. Are they trying to break up MVP and Bobby Lashley? If so, do y'all agree with that? Because I didn't even watch Raw, but I saw that highlight, and I'm like, are they trying to completely dismantle the Hurt Business before they bring the fans back, you know? What's going on with that? And how does the New Day factor into this? Because I think there's going to be some kind of swerve involving New Day and Hurt Business. I don't know if MVP is going to turn on Bobby or Bobby's going to turn on MVP or Kofi's going to turn on Woods. I don't know what's going on. I want to hear what you guys got to say about that, Kayvon and Diamond.
Well, in that case, if you just want my honest opinion, since I'm a man that likes to watch Raw until it goes off air, this is what's going to end up happening. Probably not at Money in the Bank, but sometime down the road, Bobby Lashley is going to get irritated and he's going to get mad at MVP. Number one, first of all, we've seen it on Monday Night Raw. He said he doesn't care about none of the other stuff. He's focusing on one thing and one thing only, defending his title. Now, for MVP. MVP thinks this is a game. As far as, yeah, sending him on vacation, having him hang out with the girls, drinking wine and all that. But if you're going into a matchup for your WWE World Heavyweight Champion and you're going up against Kofi Kingston, who is right now laser focused and he has the support of his brother, ain't no way my boy, dang, what's his name? I know his name. Yeah, I forgot his name. Oh, Xavier Woods. Go ahead.
No, I was laughing. I said, I love you, Kayvon.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no way Xavier Woods is going to betray his brother. If anything, Bobby Lashley is going to betray MVP because, like I said, MVP thinks this is a game. Yeah, we got the VIP lounge and all that. Bobby Lashley destroyed that set. So right now, Bobby Lashley's mind is all over the place.
Hey, Kayvon, I completely agree with most of everything you said. But before you jump in, Dominic, I'm just being real right now. Like, would you rather have the WWE Championship or five different females? I'm just being honest because this is, like, because Bobby Lashley, he said he doesn't care about the females. He doesn't care about the liquor. But what would be more important for you guys, like, the championship or the female?
The championship, always.
Wow. That's a strong take, Kayvon.
Now,
what about you, Dom?
I can tell you why, but I'm going to Dominic.
Okay.
Ooh, so I know last week I chose females over the show, so and I'm a guy who likes to hit cake and eat it too, so ooh, that's a hard one. Can I phone a friend? But obviously, it gotta be championship. It gotta be the championship. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, MVP, I think Bobby is just coming to his senses. Like, you know, MVP is like trying to gain publicity and trying to gain fame and attention off of what he built. So it's accomplishment. You know, it was just like, yeah, you may have been my mouthpiece, but I'm the one who night in, night out, taking the bump, sleep, and you know, climb, you know, reaching stardom, and you know, putting the actual hurt on future, the hurt lock on. So, yeah, it's a good spot. Which I like the angle from Monday night. That's leading up to the go home show for Money in the Bank. It's with me, it's a, you know, I don't know. I'm gonna sit back and watch. Is Xavier gonna turn on Kofi? Is Kofi gonna turn on Xavier? Is Bobby gonna turn on MVP? Is MVP gonna turn on Bobby? Is it gonna be some type of cross interaction turn, tag team turn? You know, I'm just sitting back like MSK and got my popcorn ready. I'm staying so watch.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Kayvon, you have something else to say?
Yeah. Now, like I said, the only reason why I chose the championship though, instead of the girls. Don't get me wrong, the girls is pretty good too, but one thing the championship belt brings, and I know the girls don't, the championship brings money. It brings things that only a champion could get into. Girls, well, they don't. The only thing girls like to do, especially the girls that MVP hang around, they just want to have a good time. They just want to party and drink. While the title will get you the probably limited access to things that other people can't see. Plus, it's money behind being the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. You can't get money from the girls. They just don't look at you and be like, huh, bye-bye.
Oh, man. Show enough. And plus, I guess having a WWE championship, you don't have to hear no girls talking back to you or cussing you out or calling you out your name. You know?
Hey, man, it's like if I can reference a DJ Quick song, it's like first you get the money, then you get the honey. So don't be no dummy. So, yeah.
Dominic, you hitting hard tonight with that one. Oh, man. Gosh. Where are we going?
First you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the high. Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, simple as that. And I know we got a short show that we're doing tonight, but what if, I think we talked about this, Kayvon, what if Big E wins the Money in the Bank early on in the show, and then Big E comes and cash in the Money in the Bank in that matchup between Bobby and between Kofi. Do you guys see a scenario where that can happen? Or should WWE do that? That's my question. Because we know nobody's cashing in on Roman. Roman's going to hold that championship for a minute. So I feel like we can cancel that idea out. The person that may get cashed out is Bobby or Kofi. So should they do that?
I'm gonna let you have this one first, Dominic.
Oh man, you can't think on the feet real quick.
I mean, see, I can, oh, but.
I'll take you from here, sir. It's a good idea, man. It's something, you know, it's one of those back to one of those storylines that WWE should go back to doing with the Money in the Bank and what other competitor, you know, for this year, fan favorite competitor to win is Big E. So, yeah, I would like to see that happen, you know, for Big E to win, and then that night, whoever wins or during that night, you know, try to cash in. It'll be exciting. I know it's all ratings, and it'll just be one of those, you know, he didn't see it coming, that we saw it coming type of moment. Yeah, absolutely, man. And then especially, even though I still want to, just like Roman, you said that you don't want to, you know, if the title is not coming off Roman, but as well, we in another party can don't take the title off Bobby.
Right.
You know, Bobby as well needs that strong, you know, title line. You know, if say for instance,
I agree.
Big E do win that briefcase, you know, and Kofi don't win at Money in the Bank. He kind of needs to kind of save that briefcase, you know, kind of pick his right time and place. So that's another storyline, you know, that's another good storyline.
Right.
You know, kind of in to reunite the New Day all together with the power of positivity, that brotherhood. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I read
that Big E may be getting drafted to Raw, but I read that. I don't know how accurate that is, but I think I cut you off, Dominic. Go ahead and finish what you had to say.
I'm going
to
just finish it up. I'm going to not go so long. I'm going to finish up. Yeah. But I think I'm going to pretty much go with D, that second option. I think if Iggy wins, he needs to do some type of, come out and if Bobby wins, kind of felt kind of, indicates that, I'm going to pick up where my brother left off and I'm next. Scenario. So
exactly.
I think that would be a better look.
I agree. And another thing, I agree with you. The title is not coming off Roman Reigns, but Bobby Lashley has been arguably, his run has been just as good as Roman. He's not going to get the same publicity as Roman, but if you look at the paper, his run has been just as good, if not better, than Roman Reigns. And my whole thing is this. I could see them pulling the title off him before they pull it off Roman. But I would love to see them keep Bobby with the championship until November, until Survivor Series. After that, you could take it off him. But I want to see a Roman versus Bobby in Survivor Series. So I do hope that they do that. That's why I wish the Hurt Business was still together. Hurt Business versus the Bloodline, something like that. It's so much they could have did.
I wish they can reform that, add new pieces. That's why I was saying, people like Isaiah Swerve Scott. A white chocolate soul brother, Baron Corbin. Right now he looks like he's small. Team Corbin given. He needs a new type of persona gimmick.
Well, I think he's going back to the Lone Wolf gimmick.
He can go. Okay, that's another topic. I hear where you're coming from. It's more people we like to see Bobby face. One of the takeaways, the dream match we can ask for it was Brock Lesnar. So, it's more opponents, that we want to see from both of them,
We would like to see
a Brock and Roman. We did get Brock and Roman, but, we would like to see the Cena versus Roman, We would like to see, the Karen, wherever Karen, wherever Ken goes, wherever, Bronson, people of the NXT, I believe, or maybe, the one who deserves it, another Randy versus, Bobby, if they're going to give Rey Mysterio a little more mental, it's clean, whether it's, you like it or not, who's your favorite, it's vocal means, it's clean your opponent, but superstar that should be, going to get go for that title. Hopefully they will save him for the live on it.
Push
it back over to K-Von.
Yep. And we got. Sorry, K-Von. We do have a few minutes to go, about 5 minutes. And I'm sorry, K-Von, because we took most of this segment up.
It is fine. I'll make this quick. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If Big E decides to win and cash in his money in the bank, then it's likely he's going to win money in the bank and become WWE World Heavyweight Champion and join his brothers, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, and have Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods go after the Raw Tag Team Champion. Win that, and that right there turned the New Day into heels, and that would let them run wild on Raw as the champion.
Wow.
Simple. It's just that.
You would like to see the New Day go back heel?
Absolutely. It's time for them to go heel.
I agree with you, Kayvon. I agree with you on that. I think it's time. I think, yeah, I agree with Kayvon on that for sure.
Okay.
He said, okay. What y'all doing tomorrow night at this time?
Tomorrow night? I probably ain't doing nothing tomorrow night.
Well...
I'm protecting and serving downtown.
Okay. that's enough said, Dominic. That's enough said. Hey, I'd love to revisit this. I know this is a short show, but I would love to revisit Should New Day Be Heels. And maybe we can come up with some a new gimmick show like we did with the draft. But this was another good show. Thank you everybody for listening. Dominic, Kayvon, this is fun. I'm not going to close out tonight. If one of you all want to close out, go for it. What do you all want to close out tonight?
I mean, if Dominic don't, no, I can.
It's all yours, Kayvon.
All right. First of all, I want to thank our listeners and our viewers that have tuned in. Don't forget to tune in on Sunday, July 18th, which is my name in the bank. Ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets. Everything is in tune. And, of course, I want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to come live on tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are... Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash on Blog Talk. See you again. And thank you for tuning in.